before I get to your calls again on that and your texts and tweets coming in too, Simon Marks joins me, LBC's Washington correspondent. I noticed, I mean, it was announced a few hours ago, but I noticed that Joe Biden plans to release some security information about the Khashoggi killing.
Yes, that's coming up a little bit later on today. The US government, Sheila, will be declassifying its intelligence report on the murder and dismemberment of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi-American journalist who was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. And President Biden said yesterday that he has already read this intelligence report. We knew a few weeks ago from incoming Biden administration officials that they planned to declassify this report. And there are news reports here sourced to four senior American government officials who say that this report will show that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia approved and possibly orchestrated the decision to murder Jamal Khashoggi, who, of course, was a persistent thorn in the side of the Saudi royal family. Now, that's going to have potentially massive impacts on the US relationship with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, a relationship that has already changed just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, because the Biden administration has told the Saudis that it will no longer offer US support for Saudi Arabia's brutal military campaign against the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. And much of that military campaign is carried out with US-supplied weaponry. Now we're told that President Biden, when he speaks to Saudi leaders, will be speaking only to King Salman, the 85-year-old ruler of Saudi Arabia, not to the 35-year-old Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, widely perceived to be the de facto head of the ruling elite in the kingdom. Now, the White House says that's because President Biden is president and therefore his counterpart in the Saudi government is King Salman. But that counterpart rule only seems to apply when the Biden administration chooses to apply it, because just a couple of weeks ago, Vice President Kamala Harris was the one who was letting her fingers do the walking when she called President Emmanuel Macron of France. That's not a counterpart to counterpart meeting. So it's pretty evident that the last person that President Biden wants to have anything to do with is Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And as soon as we see the details in this report, we might get a broader sense of whether that's going to be a long-term issue in the relationship between this White House and the kingdom.
And let me ask you about Donald Trump's tax records. They were often raised, weren't they, as something being sort of hidden away during his presidency. Not any longer.
No, well, this report comes from CNN, which within the last hour says that it has learnt that 8 years of the former president's tax records, plus millions of pages of documents relating to his own financial picture and also the financial picture at the Trump Organization, that cache of documents is now in the hands of the Manhattan-based New York District Attorney Cyrus Vance, who, of course, is investigating possible fraud within the Trump business empire. Donald Trump went to the legal mat for a year and a half to try and stop these documents from ending up in the hands of New York prosecutors. Twice the Supreme Court ruled that he couldn't keep these documents out of the hands of Cyrus Vance. And at the end of the day, these documents were not in Donald Trump's possession. They were in the possession of his accounting firm, Mazars. And Mazars indicated last week that once that second Supreme Court ruling came in, as far as they were concerned, that was the end of the legal road. And they are the people who have today, according to CNN, furnished Cyrus Vance and the district attorney's office in New York with this massive cache of documents relating to Donald Trump's business empire. Last week, when the Supreme Court's second ruling on this issue came in, the former president blasted the court. And remember, he put three judges on it, nine-member a court that it is, and he accused the court of being party to the political persecution that was going on against him. So he definitely did not want these documents getting in the hands of prosecutors. Pretty soon we may find out why. These documents, by the way, will stay out of the public domain. We won't get to see them. The only members of the public likely to catch a glimpse of them anytime soon, members of the grand jury in New York, because if the district attorney believes he's got reason to bring criminal charges against Donald Trump or other people in his business empire, then the district attorney will have to go to the grand jury, which will be impaneled behind closed doors in New York to make that case. So we're going to be keeping a very close eye on that over the course of the next few weeks.
Thank you very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
This is LBC.